21 minutes past 8 o'clock, and you are listening to Radio Life in Style, coming to you live from the heart of Ballito at the start of a new year, and my first chance to catch up with our legal eagle just before he jets off to Japan. I believe Gavin Steinhobel is in the house with us from Kloppers Inc. Gavin, welcome. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. I wish you all the best, and wish the radio station all the best.
Thank you, man.
I think I just got such a good feeling about, you know, South Africa's sort of prospects for this year. Just, you know, I've been saying to Dave on air for some time that change is definitely in the air, that sort of electricity you feel, that people are, you know, that the old ways of doing things are now over, and that we're going to have some political accountability, we're going to have some positive attitudes towards investing in this country, try and give investors a good deal. You know, things can change so rapidly with just a handful of things being done correctly.
This is it.
And I think this is the year that I think we bottomed out and we're going up again.
Hey, well, you're not the only one by the looks of things. I mean, I've just been kind of taking a reading on the temperature of local analysts and international analysts watching South Africa. And, you know, closing out the year, there was some really, really positive news on the investment front. The South African Rand posting its best annual gain in 16 years, closing out 2025 with its strongest performance since the aftermath of the global financial crisis, climbing more than 11% against the dollar. And all these factors kind of supporting it, political stability, global currency shifts, you know, the dollar weakness amplified our gains. And analysts have been looking at a political situation and saying, hey, things are looking as stable as we've ever seen them.
Our currency has always been undervalued, you know, relative to what we have to offer as a country. And so it's unsurprising that people are looking this way and going, well, you know what, that's probably a good bet. Because one of the things that makes you reluctant to invest in a country is if their currency goes into some sort of free fall, your investment is gone.
Yeah.
And we were sort of like always heading south, you know, we were looking like $20 to the rand, that sort of thing, and 20 rand to the dollar, we've reversed that a bit over the past year, so that's great. You know, that gives people some kind of confidence that when you invest dollars here, when you leave, you'll still be leaving with the same amount of money. So, plus your whatever your returns were on your investment. You know, not everybody invests for the point with an objective of making a return either. You know, a lot of Europeans own homes in Zimbabwe and so forth. They're not really looking at it in that way. But it's not attractive if you're going to buy a property and then in 5 years' time lose a whole lot just on the exchange rate.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're not really in that game, if that doesn't directly apply to you, just hearing this kind of positive wave of sentiment.
Yeah, our bonds are doing well, our government bonds. So, you know, the cost of debt is going down. You know, bizarrely, we spend 1.2 billion rand a day on interest repayments on loans that we took historically. So, you know, that has to be brought under control. I think the whole world knows that almost all the countries are overburdened by debt. And you think what 1.2 billion rand can do daily in South Africa to change people's lives, and we're paying it in interest.
Well, according to the news that we read out at the top of the hour, South Africa's 10-year government bond yield has now reached a 7-year low, which is effectively lowering the nation's debt costs. By reducing the government's debt servicing costs, it helps government reduce overall debt. Yeah,
that's also such a positive for the country because it tells you what investors or lenders are thinking about this country. You know, where if your bond yields are down like that, that means that they're prepared to lend money to you at lower rates because they see you as less of a risk, or at least a credible debtor who will repay your debt. You know, your country's not about to go into some sort of free fall or economic malaise. So. Yeah, well, I mean, we just have to do a handful of things right. It was also a great time in Ballito. You know, it was the first time in many years that I've been around over Christmas, New Year, and
what a bumper season, hey?
Yeah, everything worked. You know, the power was on consistently, and you know, the weather played ball, which you don't always get. I sometimes lament these people who come out for a week and it just rains the whole week. So
we saw lots of sunburns walking around here.
Yeah. So I think everybody had a great time. Ballito definitely keeps its position as a prime destination for holidaymakers. And then obviously we got all this development that's kicking off this year as well. So it's very interesting. The Fairview concept is expanding.
Exciting.
So you know, the farms around have been bought up and they're being subdivided, and so that sort of entire that countryside living is going to be on our doorstep, available to anybody who can afford it.
That model.
Yeah, and it is a nice model. So. Yeah, there's a lot of positives coming this year.
This is so exciting. Mm. And even if you're not in the position to invest in multi-million rand property at this stage, or in any
well, it all trickles through. You know, when money gets spent here, you know, it's good for everyone. You know, we've obviously got Club Med opening in a few months' time.
Well, that's what I'm going to.
That's going to be a positive. I mean, they're going to be a big employer. And again, that's good for businesses in Belito, because all those people that are employed there will have money in their pockets to come and spend here. So,
but that's why this news matters, because even if you're not directly going to be dropping huge amounts of money as a result of this, big investors are now looking at this and saying, hey.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big vote of confidence to put a couple of billion rand in the earth and say, well, you know, we believe in this place. So. I think we're going to get some like Air France flying in directly now because of all the Frenchmen who are going to come to Club Med. And
the ripple effects are...
it's people, wonderful.
People are still, I think, sleeping on how much is going to come out of this moment when that Club Med really does light up. And
You know, we're also coming... We're heading for municipal elections at the end of this year, in November, I think. And, you know, that's also going to be... put pressure on municipalities to start performing, to deliver services, you know, to control the corruption, and you know, and to convince voters that it's worth voting the same crowd in again, which obviously none of us believe, but we'll see what happens. But at least we're going to get some service. And I just think this, everything's kind of, the stars are aligning for the first time in you know, since probably 2014, that we really look like we're going to head in the right direction.
This is so cool, man. I love to be having a chat like this at the beginning of a year, with all this positive sentiment. And because you're a well-informed guy and you got your finger on the pulse of a lot of different news feeds, I appreciate your view on things, Gavin.
Oh, thanks.
And obviously, when it comes to matters of legal importance, and of, if anyone listening is looking to get some expert legal advice and insight into where things are moving, the property market, and if you've got some property you're trying to offload or invest in, and you want a considered opinion, Gavin's the man. Kloppers Inc. is where he's based, down in the Belito village. He's jetting off for a little getaway, but he'll be back very soon.
Yeah, I know. We've got a couple of conveyances on board at our office, and the staff will keep going. So, yeah.
I think that these chats this year are going to be really packed full of exciting stuff to unpack.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we'd be definitely on the cusp of really positive change. And it's just going to be nice to see this country and the people in this country, you know, come to rights, because it is a great country and we do have great people, and we cannot continue with unemployment like we have. So we need growth, and I think that any politician who's talking about anything other than getting this economy growing is a waste of time, you know, because that's the only objective, that's the critical thing for this country going forward. When it grows, people get taken up into employment, you sort out a lot of social ills at the same time. The answer is the economy.
Boom. So that's what we're going to be platforming and spotlighting this year, because there's always going to be, you know, depressing stuff to zero in on if you really want to zero in on it. But there's so much good bubbling up now. I think we're going to steer it in that direction and make sure that people know what's happening, the stuff worth celebrating. And if you happen to be looking to have a more in-depth one-on-one conversation with my legal eagle friend, Gavin Steinoble. Gavin, what's the best way for our listener to reach you?
Well, we're down in the Belito village, in the Belito Center on the ground floor, the big red Kloppers signs. And, we're probably easiest on steinoble@klopperslaw.co.za.
There you go. That's Steinhobel. Gavin Steinhobel is the man I'm talking to right now. Here, Mr. Klopper's Inc. in Belita. And Gavin, will you be back with us next week, or will you be skipping 1 week?
No, I'll be skipping two.
2 weeks? Oh no! What are we going to do?
It's just the way it falls. But I'll be back for the last week of January.
It's the start of Feb. Hey, listen, we must also look at how things the stars are aligned. If you're the kind of person who watches calendars, and if you're into horoscopes and things like that, apparently this year that we are heading into on the lunar, the Chinese calendar, the year of the horse, the fire horse, very auspicious. Okay. Do some reading up on that, because it'll be interesting to track how our year unfolds and if it maps with what the stars have predicted.
Well, I mean, these changes that we're talking about, these positive changes, they're not just local. Internationally, things are changing at a pace. I think America's become an assertive country again, and I honestly think that the years that they were non-assertive and where they stood back were very harmful years for the world. You know, especially with the terrorism and the Iranians and the Venezuelans, and I think everything's being sorted out. And there's a new sheriff in town. And I think that's just going to be good for the world. We need to get rid of all the bad actors and start acting in the interests of people.
Well, look, there's so much being written about this latest chapter with Venezuela,
Maduro, yeah,
in the spotlight. Where that's a whole nother conversation.
That's a whole nother conversation, but a very interesting development, and I think a very positive one. So let's see where we head with this. But I think, you know, we've got to return to values, and that's those values are the simple values that created prosperity in this world, and that's human rights, property rights. You know, those are important things, and once you sort that out, if people have individual freedom and they can own their property without being worried about the state taking it away, you always have growth. You have creativity, and that's why the Western societies have always been the ones that have the initiative.
Wow. Well, strong point ending off our Wednesday chat. Gavin Steinhobel, our legal eagle, flying out of the studio. Thank you for the coffee, Gavin.
Yeah,
and
pleasure.
I'll be looking forward to another one in 2 weeks' time. 3 weeks' time. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And remember, Klopper's Inc. down in the Belita Village.